to the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
All right. Thanks for being here, Larry. How may we assist you today?
I don't know. I really don't. I just want another chance to, you know, whatever's going on, at least some of it is my fault. And, you know, I kind of want to redo.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the hope. So tell us what happened. Was this a first date?
We've been out a few times before, actually. But after this last time, she legitimately hasn't spoken to me.
Really?
Maybe she just got busy or something. But I have this sneaking suspicion that I'm not going to like where this is headed. And that's when I decided to email.
Okay. But this last date, like, what did you guys get up to?
Well, we were trying to figure something out to do. And I thought downtown might be a nice change of pace. Mostly just because she, you know, doesn't like going down there. Or she acts like it's this big hassle, you know. Like,
right.
I know it's busy. I hate crowds, too. But that's because it's awesome. It can be chaotic, but in, like, an awesome way. And they do parking for locals on Tuesdays, which I don't think a lot of people know.
That's right.
Yeah, like the free parking
thing. Like after 5 or something?
Yeah. Something like that. It's until the bars close down, so that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, like 5 to 2. Yeah.
That's a great deal. It's a great idea. Tons of stuff to do, right? It's not bad. So where did y'all end up going?
We got dinner and kind of made our way around different parts of the river. You know, just checking out some different things, trying out stuff. I had this idea that we should try this one bar, which it wasn't far, or it wouldn't have been, if we had walked there directly.
Okay.
But there was some construction, which kind of threw me a bit. Mm. We sort of had to double back. Anyway, in retrospect, I should have just driven over there. But walking is okay. I mean, right?
I always expect a little walk when the river walk is involved.
The river walk.
Exactly.
You know.
It's in the title. Was she wearing the wrong shoes? Or are you downplaying the walk?
That's
right, like when you say it was close, was it actually like way further than you thought?
How many clicks did y'all put in?
No, her shoes were fine. I don't know. I mean, she didn't mention them, but we're walking. Okay. We go past these dudes, and they might have been sleeping rough. I didn't want to investigate or anything, but I could just smell the alcohol coming off them, right?
Yeah.
They were drunk on something.
Okay.
So they just started following us and talking some mad. They were talking about me, and I don't really like the things they were saying about Stella, you know. It started getting really aggressive. It was intense for a few minutes, I'm not going to lie. You know, they ended up leaving us alone after a little bit, but it was definitely not lost on me. There was two of them and only one of me.
Right.
Yeah.
And not saying Stella couldn't hold her own. She's scrappy, you know. She's a tough girl.
Is she? Okay.
But, I mean, you don't want it to come down to that,
absolutely,
right? Not on your date. So once the adrenaline stopped flowing, I tried to get us back on track. But I think, you know, she was obviously just super freaked out.
Well, yeah.
She didn't feel safe. She wanted to catch an Uber home. I'm guessing she didn't even try to walk back to the car and risk passing those guys again.
Who would?
And that sucks. But I get it. You know, I put her in the car and then nothing. I haven't heard a damn word.
Well, dude, that's a lot. So you're thinking what?
She's freaked out.
Yeah.
You know, I think anyone would be.
Right.
But she didn't think I handled myself well. I don't know. I wasn't trying to let it get out of hand. I guess I just want to tell her that, apologize if I upset her.
Okay.
I really was just trying to take control of a rough situation, but that's not me. I mean, I almost myself twice.
Okay,
dude.
Well, yeah. Let's
all right.
Let's call Stella and let you guys talk this out.
Yeah, man. That's all I'm hoping for. I don't want it to fall apart without making an attempt.
Okay, don't hang out. We'll give you that chance coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Larry went out with Stella.
Yeah.
Went down to the Riverwalk, had a grand old time.
Right.
Until they encountered some guys that kind of harassed him for a while.
That is not fun.
No, like, I don't know how long they were behind him or yelling at him or what have you. But yeah, that would throw you off.
And if you're not used to going to town, like, you're always, I don't want to go. And then that happens. Maybe
and I understand how she didn't feel safe. It's totally. It's not necessarily a knock on Larry.
No, it's not. It's
just situational.
It's a city. It's a major city.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So let's find out if we can't fix this thing.
Yes.
Get Larry that second date. I think we have Stella on the line. Stella, is this Stella?
Yes. Hi, who is this?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100, Stella. We're calling you today with this date package that we give away.
Oh, I won something? I was wondering why this number was calling me so much.
Oh, weird.
That's why.
I don't know what's up
yeah,
with that.
Yeah,
well. We don't just dial repeatedly until someone
no.
gets over anything.
No.
But back to this prize. What's extra special about this? You get to pick whatever you want to do, and we pay for everything, okay? You pick it. Make it as crazy as you mm-hmm. want. Go nuts. But you got entered to win it because of someone else, and that someone else is a guy named Larry. Do you know who we're talking about?
Larry entered me?
He did, yeah. And the way this deal works, it's, like I said, totally up to you. But if you want the package, you are agreeing to use it with Larry.
Okay, so I pick everything except the most important part.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a great way of putting it. And that is
sure.
the idea. But what do you think? Like, based on what we know about y'all's last date, we're guessing you might have some reservations here.
Yeah. I mean, I think most people would.
Hey, like, Stella. I mean, I feel like I was just trying to get us out of the situation without escalating.
Larry?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, that's Larry. He's on the other line. He was just hoping, Stella, that he could explain, like, where his head was at.
I mean, what's there to explain? I guess you heard him. He says he wasn't trying to escalate the situation, but I mean, what would you call it when you pull a knife on two guys?
What?
Yeah. Okay, we didn't hear that part.
Yeah, that was left out.
Yeah.
Okay, hold up. I didn't pull it out because they looked at me wrong, and I wasn't going to make it my mission to stab some homeless guy.
Oh,
I mean,
that's good.
When it reached a certain point, I just needed them to back the hell off.
Okay.
Right? And I was just trying to defuse the situation, not make it worse. I mean, that's why I carry it. I don't know what else to say, guys. I'm out with a woman. It's late at night. We're alone. There's two aggressive men following us. And, you know, they're obviously up. Yeah, I'm going to do what needs to be done.
Okay.
What else is I supposed to do? Wait until they got closer and ask them to kindly up?
Well, probably not.
I don't know what you do, but, like, I feel like you jumped to giant knife pretty quickly there, Rambo. Like, I didn't even know you had one on
not
you.
Not that kind of knife. And I'm sorry I didn't tell you I had one.
Well,
do you think it would have been worse if you knew, though? I mean, how you bring that up? Like, hi, woman I barely know. Just to let you know, I'm carrying a knife. Just in case. What would you like for dinner?
That is fair.
So you had it on you every time?
Every time. Yeah, it's for self-defense. There's no point in having it if you don't carry it around.
That's true.
Well,
still,
okay.
I feel like he's given you his reasons here. He's laid everything out on the table. So,
yeah.
How are we feeling? Would you see him again?
I don't know. I don't want to be that person, but it kind of makes me uncomfortable in a way, you know? And it's hard because I appreciate that, you know, you scared those guys off. I think they were kind of harmless, but I guess you never know. I'm kind of conflicted. Like, is it weird he didn't tell me? I don't know.
Well, okay, I know a way we could find out fast. Like, let's just see what everyone else thinks, and we'll go from there. Guys, hang on the line for a few minutes.